If only life was simple, but it simply isn't. It's messy, it's complex. People's emotions, ours included, are fickle. We're often faced with tricky situations. Yep, life is anything but simple. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. When was the last time someone annoyed you or even hurt you by trotting out a glib response, some well-worn platitude to a really tough situation you were facing? How did that make you feel? Jesus was often confronted with difficult issues. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 to 18. A man came to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good things must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you ask me about what's good? Only God is good. But if you want to have eternal life, obey the law's commands." The man asked, "Which ones?" A good question. Jesus' response? Another question, which led to a fulsome discussion of a life and death issue. In fact, I'm told that in the four gospel accounts of his life, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus is asked 187 questions. He answers maybe 8 of them. He himself asks 307 questions. He often told parables that people didn't understand. Without doubt, they'd go home talking amongst themselves, "What do you think he meant by that?" There's such great power in asking questions of ourselves, of others, of God's word. It's a habit that opens up the imagination, that stimulates thought processes, that invites a discussion. As someone once said, perhaps faith is about learning to ask and then to sit in the complexity of good questions. How might your life change if you asked more questions of God, if you sat and pondered them in the light of his word? Don't be afraid to ask. That's his word, fresh for you today. In God's eyes, there's no such thing as a dumb question, because his love for us is greater than words could ever say. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.